Hello, I'm Matt Lim, host and creator of Veterans Voices UK, and this is a short extract from my book, Valour, the Victoria Cross and the Lincolnshire Regiment. For the first time, this book brings together the stories of the 10 men in the Lincolnshire Regiment who were awarded the Victoria Cross. From the Indian Mutiny through the mud and the trenches of the Great War to the final days of the Second World War. Amongst them is the Reverend Theodore Hardy, a battalion chaplain whose bravery under fire out in no man's land soon became the stuff of quiet legend. Of all the men I've come across in my years of research and in the time I've spent walking the battlefields, none have left quite the same impression as Theodore Hardy. He wasn't a fighting man, he never carried a rifle or fired a shot in anger. He was a chaplain, a non-combatant, often known as the Padre. Yet he was awarded the Victoria Cross, the Distinguished Service Order and the Military Cross during the First World War, so becoming the most decorated non-combatant of that war. This was the quiet, unshakable courage of a man who refused to leave his soldiers in no man's land, no matter how dangerous the situation. Again and again he went forward under fire to bring comfort, to carry the wounded, or simply to be beside men when fear was at its very worst. Yet he didn't enlist until the autumn of 1916 when he was over 50 years of age. He will be remembered not for the medals he wore, but for the lives he touched. And it's stories like this that remind us what valour truly means. You can read Theodore Hardy's full story in Valour, the Victoria Cross and the Lincolnshire Regiment. 10 men, 10 stories, one regiment.